Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show every morning and 94 minutes of nonstop music at 9 on Star 94.1.
Can you not ride in the car with your significant other? They're a terrible driver. They're the worst backseat driver ever. So you just refuse to ride in the car with them at all. Well, that is happening to one Jeff and Jen Show member right now.
Yeah.
And there's comfort in numbers, so we need to know your story of why. 404-263-0941.
I don't want to get you in trouble, JP. But if there's anything, JP is engaged to a beautiful woman named Heidi. You've heard their whole story play out on the Jeff and Jen Show because they got engaged at a concert where he sang a song on stage so romantic. They got engaged in what, beginning of December. Mm-hmm. And like by Valentine's Day, she had planned the most perfect JP and Heidi wedding.
You guys are two peas in a pod.
Peas
you do everything
pod.
Together. You're like best friends. You're head over heels in love.
We get along 98.5% of the time.
Yep. But.
Except
the 1.5% of the time when we're in the car together. When we get in the car together, these are my inner thoughts.
I know this is hard for you, but winter is coming. You know what's coming with it. We can't face it alone.
Okay.
Is this when she's driving or when you're driving?
When I'm driving.
All right. Because okay. She can't leave you alone.
Right. She said 6 things in a 5-minute car ride.
Okay.
So much so, I wrote them down.
All right.
This is it right here.
Was the 6th one, stop texting and driving.
Pretty much. First one, why are you driving so slow in our parking lot? You're driving like a grandpa. Second one, next time you're about to hit the speed bump, can you please warn me?
Oh. Was she putting on mascara?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hey, babe, that car over there is turning into the gas station. You can turn right. You can turn right. You don't have to wait. You can turn right. I guess that car didn't turn in. You're right. You're careful when you're right. I appreciate it, babe. Whoa, you're going so fast. Slow down. Look, there's a spot right there. Babe, there's a spot right there. Not there. There, babe. 5 minutes we're in the car.
Jeez. Does she do it to everybody she rides with or only you?
I think Heidi likes being in control and isn't in the passenger seat on most scenarios.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really the only person she ever rides with.
Right, I gotcha.
Be honest. Mm-hmm. Is she a great driver?
She drives like Speed Racer.
Mm, me too.
She's like
always too slow for her.
Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Mm-hmm. She's one of those people.
Mm-hmm. Misty and Canton, who can you not ride in the car with?
My husband. I cannot stand riding in the car with him because he's always, don't get too close. You're 5 miles away. I'm like, geez, they just put on my brakes. He drives me bonkers. Everything he jumps on me for, he does. Like he's like, don't speed, don't speed, don't speed. And then he's doing 90 on 575. I'm like, no, dude, you can't do that to me. You cannot sit there and criticize me when you do the exact same thing.
Has that ever happened with you and Heidi? Like she's giving you criticism of stuff that she just did like the day before when she was driving?
It's tough. Yeah.
Jessica and Canton.
Hey, guys. I'm definitely feeling what Misty said. My husband cannot stand being in the car with me. He's always like, you're going too fast. Slow down. And he's always grabbing the oh, crap handle. Like, oh, my gosh. And he's like, I'll get past somebody and everything will be fine. And he'll throw his head back against the seat like.
Jessica, do you and your husband take separate cars to things?
No, most of the time he drives. It's only when I insist on driving. When he drives, it's fine. Everybody's cool. But when I drive, it's, oh, my gosh, we're going to die.
What's the oh, crap handle? Is it that thing above the door mm-hmm. that you hold on to for dear life?
Yes.
Beverly and Cumming.
Hi. I cannot stand riding with my husband because he drives like a freaking grandpa. Every
drives so slow. So I have to get in the car and I Ricky Bobby in it all the way through.
The worst part about driving.
I'm in the passenger seat, so that doesn't, you know, but yeah, he's a horrible driver.
The worst part, Beverly, about driving with somebody like that is watching all of the people pass you.
Yeah.
And you're like, babe, you're going so slow. Literally everyone is passing you. It's kind of embarrassing.
I think he likes being in the passenger seat because I think he thinks it takes his man card away or something. I don't know and I don't care. He likes to drive. He needs to get somewhere. Yes.
I love it. Thank you, Beverly.
He's having a great Josie in Atlanta.
Okay, so I can't handle driving and my husband being in the car. I literally want to pull over and scold him as if he's my toddler.
Aww.
He drives me absolutely insane. Babe, watch it. Babe, the truck. Babe, the car. Shut up. Stop being a little girl. I'm driving better than you do.
404-263-0941. We will take your phone calls. Who can you not stand being in the car with? And the first call we take when we come back is going to be from Mike in Johns Creek. It's going to be a guy talking about being in the car with his wife.
He's got issues.
He does. Well done. Those calls next.
Star 94.1.
If you cannot drive with your significant other in the car, we've got to hear your stories of why, because there's comfort in numbers. And JP and his fiance Heidi cannot drive anywhere together without her critiquing every little move he makes.
It's not a matter if, it's when.
404-263-0941. You wanted to talk to Mike in Johns Creek.
First or last, baby! You know it!
Seen a driver who wants to win more than this guy.
I can get used to this winning thing.
Mike in Johns Creek,
what's up? Hey, guys. So my story is pretty similar to JP. My wife cannot get 5 feet in the car with me without saying something. It's, you're going too fast, or you're too close to this person. And she's training my three-year-old to say the same thing.
Oh, no!
I'll be driving in the car, and then my three-year-old will go, Michael, slow down.
Oh, no.
JP, this is your future.
This is what I'm
this
seeing.
This is your future.
Oh, no, Mike.
It's coming, JP. Just you wait.
You're like, why did I ever get the kid out of the rear-facing car seat? I should just convince him he has to face the back of the car until he's 18. Another Mike. Hogansville, Mike. What's up?
Hey, I'm same boat with JP. I cannot drive with my wife in the car. You hitting all the bumpy things. Why are we slowing down? Why are you going so slow? Are you going to turn? Are you not going to turn? I purposely volunteer her to drive, and she does the same thing, but I just sit there and be quiet because then I get critiqued for critiquing her.
That's right. And then if you say, why are you asking so many questions? You're the jerk.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm the one that's in the wrong because I say so. I don't say something, but when I do, she back at me. So.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? You know how they have premarital counseling classes? Jeff, you guys had to do this before
do like
you and Callie got married. They need to have premarital driving lessons.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be more beneficial.
There needs to be a neutral person in the car. I agree.
You know what there needs to be is, you know how you see those things and they got the sticker on the back? It's a student driver.
Yeah.
There should be one that says newlywed driver.
Newlywed driver. Is it bad that every time I see those student drivers, I intentionally, like, I'm not going to, no.
Seriously?
I know what you're thinking.
I mess with them, dude.
What do you intentionally do?
I do it, too.
I mess with them. I get up
close. You guys are horrible human beings.
Oh, man, I make them nervous.
We're teaching them real life.
Yeah, exactly. That's real driving. Especially in Atlanta, you got to be a bad driver to be a good driver. And I let them know real fast, I'm a bad driver.
I kind of want to unfriend you on Facebook right now.
There's a kid practicing parallel parking in a parking lot. And I intentionally pulled down the row and got a little too close to him just to make him nervous.
You guys are jerks.
It's awesome.
I hope that student driver gives you instant karma.
Rips
your bumper off or something.
Guess what? In the real world, Jen, there ain't some creepy old guy in the passenger seat with his foot on the other brake. That doesn't exist. There's people watching you. There's people looking at what you're going to do.
10 and 2? Nope.
Mm-hmm. 10 and 2
doesn't
exist.
You're driving with your legs.
Sometimes
they're just horrible.
Sometimes they just
you know, life isn't a video game. There's like a real kid in there.
I know. That's
somebody's
why we're
child.
That's why we're letting them know.
It's not a video game.
Exactly.
You're toughening that kid up.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Kelly and Jeff are trying to see how high they scored on their driver's ed test. Yeah.
I don't even know them.
Catherine in Atlanta, what's up?
Hi. Okay, I just have, like, I could write a book on how much this is just the biggest problem, I think, in our relationship.
Okay.
Me and my boyfriend. He will first of all, he doesn't have a car, so I always have to drive. And every time we get in the car, it's angry about what lane I'm in, how close I am. And I'll admit, I'm not, like, the best driver in the world, but I'm not the worst either. And my number one pet peeve is he will honk my horn for me if someone else around me is doing something wrong. He'll lean over in the seat and honk. And now my horn doesn't work. So I'm pretty sure it's because he's always honking my horn.
So he'll lean across you and honk the horn, which means when the driver turns around to see what profanity just honked at him, it's you in the driver's seat. Like,
yeah, it's me. And I'm always so embarrassed, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I am not. As a general rule, I'm not a violent person, but I will hit somebody who touches my driving controls. Like, Callie once reached over and turned on my windshield wipers.
No. Oh, no, no.
And I almost broke her wrist.
Oh, no.
Like, the thought entered my mind. Yeah. Like, the instinct was to punch her
there
arm.
Should be there's like an invisible shield right there. Don't you cross that invisible line.
Right. Radio, I don't care. Thermostat, let's talk about it. You touch something on my steering column?
Wheel? No.
I stab you, and I'm going to get off for temporary insanity. No problem.
Cop won't mind.
All right. Heather and Noonan, you can be the last call.
Hey, how are y'all today?
Good. Laughing at everybody who's got to deal with crazy passengers that they hate riding with.
Okay, so you're going to love this. My husband has been on the police department for 20 years, and he is the instructor who teaches the new officers to do, like, the defensive driving, you know, in chases and stuff like that. So every time we get in the car, he's like, hey, babe, when you're taking this curve, you should probably always angle towards, like, the apex of the curve. And I'm like, really, nerd? I'm trying to go to Dollar General.
Heather with the mic drop.
And not critique my driving.
Really, nerd?
I'm just trying to get some more dryer sheets. I'm not pursuing a criminal.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Heather.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.